The emperor thought it advisable to send somebody else first to see how matters stood. "I shall send my honest old minister to the weavers," thought the emperor. "He can judge best how the stuff looks, for he is intelligent, and nobody understands his office better than he." The good old minister went into the room where the swindlers sat before the empty looms. "Heaven preserve us," he thought, and opened his eyes wide. "I cannot see anything at all," but he didn't say so. Both swindlers requested him to come near and asked him if he didn't admire the exquisite pattern and the beautiful colors, pointing to the empty looms. The poor old minister tried his very best, but he couldn't see anything, for there was nothing to be seen. "Oh dear," he thought, "can I be so stupid? I should have never thought so, and nobody must know it is. Is it possible that I am not fit for my office? No, no, I cannot say that. I was unable to sew the cloth." "Oh, it's very pretty, exceedingly beautiful," said the old minister, looking through his glasses. "What a beautiful pattern! What brilliant colors! I shall tell the emperor what I like the cloth very much." "We are pleased to hear that," said the two weavers, and described to him the colors and explained the curious pattern. Now the swindlers asked for more money, silk and gold cloth, which they required for weaving. They kept everything for themselves, and not a thread came near the loom, but they continued, as a hitherto, to work at the empty looms.